Welcome to Deleted Saves. On this episode, Enderal, Forgotten Stories, on PC. The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim has had dozens of mods made for it, from quality of life changes to user interface improvements to meme-worthy mods like dragons turning into the late wrestler Macho Man Randy Savage, to more adult-oriented mods that adjust the figures of the female characters to ridiculous levels. But what happens when someone, or a team, collectively decides to completely change up how the game looks and plays on a more fundamental level? Today I discuss 2016's Enderal, Forgotten Stories. As I have said when I reviewed Skyrim, the game has a vibrant mod community that has worked tirelessly to add content to the base game, often fixing bugs and UI issues introduced by Bethesda Game Studios in their designs and patches. And for a while, those mods were just fun cosmetics and other small adjustments. But as fans learned more about the game, the more elaborate those modifications became. Sure AI, the developers of Enderal, decided to create this game as a sequel to their previous game, Nerim, at Fate's Edge. Notice I've been saying the word mod a lot. That is because this game's a total conversion mod for Skyrim, meaning it completely redoes the base game's landscapes, characters, story, interfaces, and adds new versions of magic, items, weapons, and armor found throughout the base game. Now, this is a hefty mod, as first you'll need to have the original Recipe Skyrim installed, then a number of mods commonly found on the Nexus, the website many modders use for PC game modifications, that convert landscapes, water, magic, user interfaces, skins, and the like. This is not a mod for computers of a weaker caliber. This was not Sure AI's first total conversion mod, as the previously mentioned Nerim was a total conversion mod for The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. Enderal originally held the subtitle of The Shards of Order, but when an update involving extended stories was added, it was renamed Forgotten Stories, which is the name I'll be using for this review, as it is the more complete package with expanded content. Additionally, the game was released wholly in German, the primary language of the developers. Later in 2016, an English dub was released, opening the game to a wider audience. The game begins in a strangely pastoral scene, exploring a small world outside of a farm, your family farm, it turns out. And there you must speak to Daddy. This should be your first clue something isn't right. When you meet your father, he seems affable enough, but there is a subtle hint that he hates you, likely for killing your family, but he's trying to work past it. When he sends you inside the house to help make dinner, and you cannot find your family, he comes in and you quickly get locked into a dialogue chain trying to protest your innocence to no avail. Daddy gets mad, goes crazy, and the room erupts in flame while he screams and wails, demanding meat. That is when you suddenly awaken in the belly of a merchant ship, hidden behind crates and barrels with your companion, both of you being stowaways. Your companion asks you for a few basic questions, and you are then allowed to create your character out of four races, which are all half something else, but all of whom look vaguely human or elven. These basic choices do lead to some special dialogue choices down the road, but for now, one is most of the same as another, so pick the one that looks cool to you and gives you bonuses to whatever you would like for your combat specialty. From there, you are discovered, fight a few sailors, then captured by the remainder of the crew after some mystic figure reveals your presence. The captain kills your friend for being stowaways, and you are tied to your dead friend's body before being kicked overboard to drown. Instead, you wash ashore at the feet of a long-abandoned temple and begin to receive visions that your fate may be tied to Enderal's gods, former wizards who ascended to godhood before being murdered by a famous champion for the crime of being tyrants in godly form. Worse, you have an inherent talent for magic, and in this world, spellcasters must be managed medically, because magic that use causes a progressively more dangerous fever that can cause madness before death, and mad wizards tend to take out a lot of people with them when they go. And it would seem that something is going on. History may be repeating itself, and the current civilization may disappear suddenly if the gods are in fact dead. Plus, it is of the utmost importance that no one know this. Why, you may ask? Because you, it turns out, are the prophet. The only one able to stop the cycle of destruction that has befallen countless civilizations of this world that has happened before. Your job now, whether you are playing a hero or a villain, is to join an organization called the Keepers to help stop this destruction. Your journey begins by delving into ancient ruins to assemble something known as the Beacon that is supposed to stop this unrest, madness, and save the world. You will then need to take down those otherworldly beings that started this mess. You'll cross the continent to do so, exploring all sorts of biomes and dungeons, swapping some pretty consistent allies, encounter some odd magic gear and equipment, such as a magic train, and do so many fetch quests, prove your worth quests, and side quests that you'll want to let the whole world collapse out of sheer spite. So, is this epic quest worth it? Do you end up saving the world? No. Well, that's kind of the big twist of the story. The enemy you have been pursuing this whole time has banked on you assembling the beacon, because that is the thing that will cause the end of the world, called in this game's lore as the cleansing, and you will have to make a choice. Let it happen, and the whole world is annihilated, or you just allow the continent of Enderal to be destroyed, and you along with it, either way. Except, the expansion offers a way to escape. Isn't that a kick in the pants? Man, there was a lot of use of the word the back there. The prophet, the beacon, the keepers, the cleansing. I guess if you're going for an epic feel but aren't paid to write fantasy for a living, you have to give it everything you've got in one go. That's what I would do. Enderal was created over the course of 5 years by a team of 14 members who did a frankly amazing job converting every last ounce of Skyrim's assets into a whole new world, from dungeons to plant life to new animals to a frozen fucking starship. I kid you not. They have created all new NPCs to populate the whole world, repurposed monsters in creative ways, and they did voice work that is frequent and far beyond any simple fan project, by which I mean is simply too good for a total conversion mod. There are songs to sing, full storylines well acted. It really is one of the better mods for a now 11-year-old game. Of course, the experience system has been retooled to gaining actual numbered XP points, but you can still pick between health, vigor, and magic on level-ups. And the status screen has a bunch of new stats and skills to improve, mostly through the purchase of skill books that teach you new techniques rather than simply swinging a sword around until you get better or casting fireballs until success. Additionally, quests now have a star rating system, from 1 to 4, that show how tough you can expect a quest to be. So you can plan ahead before you get yourself into trouble by trying to take on a quest that is too high above your level. And in Enderal, that is a critical reminder. You have no hope of completing quests above your level. Plus, it's entirely free. It is available on Steam for anyone who has a copy of the original Skyrim or Skyrim Special Edition game, as this mod has been updated to cover both of those editions. Sadly, it is not available on consoles, so those who only play their game on console will miss out. But at this point, I think only diehard fans are still playing Skyrim at all due to its age and the passage of time in the video game space, so perhaps this is to be expected. This would be the point where I would give the critics' thoughts on the game, but only PC Gamer comes through here with a score of 74 out of 100, which isn't a bad score, but I still feel is unfair, given the amount of craft and love poured into this fan mod, considering what they had started out with was a famously loved, bug-riddled Bethesda product that they had to fix up some just to achieve their goals. But whatever, I suppose. For my part, honestly, this is just a really good game. Mod or not. Really damn good, in fact. Enderal just gives you a whole new world to discover and explore using the startlingly familiar and unexpected and creative ways. But it was tough. Enderal pulls no punches with its combat, and unless you carefully manage your mana and supplies, you will find yourself stuck in the lurch well before you reach another hub city where you can resupply. It is a bit of an old-school challenge hidden within a relatively new game. But it is worth it, especially if you've not played Skyrim in years, or have just played it to death and need something new. Sure, it is not the only Total Conversion mod out there for the base game. The Forgotten City mod has become its own game available for purchase outside of Skyrim itself, and Legacy of the Dragonborn adds to and overhauls a huge chunk of the base game, along with a bunch more complex mods available on the Nexus. But really, Enderal keeps topping lists of best Total Conversion mods for the game, and I can see why. This is the other side of the coin when it comes to the modding community, and one I can get behind and support. The community that is not fixing bugs and issues left behind by a careless and rushed AAA developer, but those who are able to take the game's assets and keep a game alive and fresh long after its sell-by date has expired. Admittedly, for the purchase cost of the base game, but otherwise free is a great price. Or for taking a dead game that has fallen out of public favor and notice and revived it for new audiences. A feat of marketing even professional marketers seem to have forgotten how to do in their endless quest for the almighty and evergreen dollar. This will not be the only time I discuss this topic of modifications and utilizing a dead or discarded game, although Skyrim is hardly either of these things with how many times it gets re-released, but you get the idea. Enderal, Forgotten Stories, is a wonderful, tough, surprising game for those with Skyrim on their Steam library and who don't know what to do with it anymore. It is a bundled, packaged bit of joy, ready to warm up some nostalgia butter and slather it into your eyeballs. You don't need to hunt down individual mods, just install and let fly. If you are looking for a genuine story wrapped in familiar cloth, then this is a Total Conversion mod for you. Or at least it can give you something to do if you're bored and your PC can handle it. That's fine with me either way. Thank you for listening. Deleted Saves would like to thank Brad for becoming a patron of the show. If you would like to become a patron of the show, please go to patreon.com and check out Deleted Saves Podcast. All donations go directly towards the maintaining of the show itself. Thank you.